morning to everyone. I'm Minister of Higher Education, Science, Technology and Innovation from Angola. I'm a professor. My background is academic, but in the last 6 years, I'm in the government. So for me, it's very interesting to see how do two researchers came here and showed us how science can bring us solutions to real problems. And I was wondering that the situation that we live now concerning curriculum is very different from that that we had some decades ago when we conceived the curriculum based on science. But now we look to the needs of society and we identify which professionals we need, and the curriculum is based on these needs of society. And for the innovation, today there is some debate concerning a linear model from research to innovation versus this model that looks for the needs of the society to do differences in research that can bring solutions. And here we are in the question from fundamental research and applied research. As a member of a government, as you can imagine, in this position, I'm faced with many challenges in a country when we have to invest in education, in basic education, in primary education, in all levels of education. And we cannot say that we will invest in higher education and we will do more, do less in basic education. It's totally wrong if we come to this way. And as we need also to face all the challenges that the world has today, as the climate changes, we must have teachers very well trained. And for this, we need very good partnerships. I'm very interested to have some conversation with Professor Scrivener concerning this solution for cement, because Angola, as you probably know, needs construction for householding and other aspects of society. And more than that, it would be great if we can have some kind of collaborations with our universities in this aspect of structures and for training for the trainers, because if we don't have teachers very well trained, we will not be able to have very good research, and at the end we will not succeed in our proposals for SDGs. Thank you very much, and it was very good for me to hear and to learn with you. Thank you.